Global modeling of nebulae with particle growth, drift, and evaporation fronts. 3. Redistribution of refractories and volatiles, by Paul R. Estrada et al. Formation of the first planetesimals remains an unsolved problem. Growth by sticking must initiate the process, but multiple studies have revealed a series of barriers that can slow or stall growth, most of them due to nebular turbulence. In a companion paper, we study the influence of these barriers on models of fractal aggregate and solid, compact particle growth in a viscously evolving solar-like nebula for a range of turbulent intensities alpha t equals 10 to the power of minus 5 minus 10 to the power of minus 2. Here, we examine how disk composition in these same models changes with time. We find that advection and diffusion of small grains and vapor, and radial inward drift for larger compact particles and fractal aggregates, naturally lead to diverse outcomes for planetesimal composition. Larger particles can undergo substantial inward radial migration due to gas drag before being collisionally fragmented or partially evaporating at various temperatures. This leads to enhancement of the associated volatile in both vapor inside and solids outside, their respective evaporation fronts or backquote-backquote snow lines. In cases of lower alpha T, we see narrow belts of volatile or supervolatile material develop in the outer nebula, which could be connected to the bands of backquote-backquote pebbles, seen by ALMA. Volatile bands, which migrate inwards as the disk cools, can persist over long time scales as their gas phase continues to advect or diffuse outward across its evaporation front. These belts could be sites where supervolatile-rich planetesimals form, such as the rare CO-rich and water-poor comets. Giant planets formed just outside the H2O snow line may be enhanced in water. This was global modeling of nebulae with particle growth, drift, and evaporation fronts. 3. Redistribution of refractories and volatiles, by Paul R. Estrada et al.